Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. A man in Florida, this is insane, was riding his motorcycle southbound on Interstate 95. This is in East Central Florida, Sunday afternoon, when a lightning strike hit his helmet, causing him to veer off the road and crash. He did not survive.
Oh.
What are the odds? I know lightning strikes, but I've never heard like, oh yeah, man, lightning struck that motorcycle.
Actually, it happens way more than you think.
Really?
That's one, that is, that kills more people than a lot of other things is getting struck by lightning.
But like,
it happens a
lot
more often.
On a motorcycle?
I can't remember the number, but it is a lot more than you think.
But
and
Alex,
I feel like I watched a special on that on TV before.
What are the odds of how small a motorcycle is and how fast it's going that is the one pinpoint where it goes down?
Yeah.
That is insane. Another reason you won't see me on a hog. That and I'm too big, I'll tip over. A pilot's dead after the helicopter he was flying crashed into the roof of a skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan. This happened yesterday. It burst into flames. The helicopter went down just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Officials say the pilot had taken off 11 minutes earlier before he crashed. He actually just dropped off his passenger. He'd been waiting out the bad weather, but ultimately decided, you know what, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to fly. If I was a pilot, I don't think I ever would, because you know how like, they fly through rain and storms?
Nope.
Not me. I'm like, it's not sunny? Well, we're staying right here. So that's some sad news. And this is crazy as it's unraveling. A baseball player, David Ortiz, we told you about this yesterday, he got shot on Sunday, but he landed in Boston last night after he was shot in a club in the Dominican Republic. He was taken by ambulance to Massachusetts General Hospital. Of course, on Sunday, if you don't remember, he was shot close range at a club, and a team of surgeons operated on him for 6 hours. They repaired the damage done by the bullet to both intestines and his liver. They also had to remove his gallbladder.
Ooh.
Now, the doctors anticipate that he'll make a full recovery. Police in the Dominican Republic believe Ortiz was shot by two cops that were hired by a Dominican Republican drug lord who they believe the former baseball player was having an affair with his wife.
You know what?
That's like some El Chapo stuff.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
See, I thought there were videos of the guy that shot him. There were like so many videos going viral yesterday of him getting like the ever-living
crap beat out of him.
He wasn't a cop, I don't think.
I don't think he was dressed up like that. They're saying that this was an inside job by people that,
got
like,
it.
You know, a plainclothes person like me. If I was a cop and I went and did a hit on a pork chop
got
or something
it.
For
okay.
Alex, that's what happened. But yeah, he's like a god there. So, I mean, everybody's like, you shot David Ortiz. I'm surprised he didn't kill the man, to
yeah.
be honest. This is scary. Zombies in general. How about a zombie snake?
What does that mean?
Well, it was found in North Carolina. It can play dead.
Ew.
The eastern hognose snake is famous for flipping over on its back and playing dead when threatened. The non-venomous snake, which is good news, will play dead by opening its mouth, rolling over on its back and writhing around. But you know it's okay when it says, I'm a snake.
That's
I'm a
right.
snakey snake. Then you know you're in trouble. I don't know if this would work for Alex or not. If you don't know this about Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show, one of the pickiest eaters once had a, what, 12-hour, 48-hour standoff with your mom when it came to broccoli. How long did you sit at that dinner table?
3 days.
3 days. Wow.
It was a cheesy potato salad is what it was.
Okay, well, maybe this would have changed her. Kraft is introducing salad frosting in an attempt to get kids to eat healthier. The, quote, frosting is actually Kraft Classic Ranch dressing cleverly disguised in a kid-friendly frosting tube.
Smart.
Yeah, Kraft said it'll be much easier to convince your kids to eat their salad, broccoli, and carrots by enticing them to pour some frosting on it. Some parents not going to do that. I'm like, oh, I'll just put frosting on it. And they're going to give the kids diabetes. But
yeah, kids are going to want to do that because it's fun to squeeze it out. It's like a fun process.
Whee! I used to do it with cheese, man. That was the stuff. I know it wasn't healthy, but oh, I'd love to put that cheese on the broccoli. Anybody else do that? Like the hot melted cheese on the broccoli? Oh, that was the good stuff. Not healthy for you, but damn, it made it taste good. And finally, this guy named Andrew, he has a job way better than anybody listening right now. He took his professional bird scarer job to the oil sands of fields in Canada. I guess he's an actual bird scarer. That's his professional title. Not knowing,
so he's a scarecrow.
Even better than a scarecrow, he actually makes noise. Here's audio of him. Yes, being a human scarecrow.
Hey, you think you're better than me? I see you, Jimmy. Don't do it. Don't you get up.
What?
Hey.
This is a salaried Whoa! Profession.
Fire away! Free!
Okay.
So he just yells that all day into the megaphone and he gets paid money.
Wow.
Man, Canada's got it together. I'll tell you what. I never hear about that job here in America. I think I'm going to move. You can see all these crazy stories online at joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.